Guard Duty, written by Sulky Valkyrie and read by K-Burb. This is a Dragon Age fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Lace Harding / Josephine Montelier and is tagged with holding hands. You're too kind, Josie. You know that? Josephine pinched the bridge of her nose and sighed. Be that as it may, I don't want any more death on my hands. Liliana patted her shoulder, then slipped off her desk. You know where to find me. Yes, yes, up with the ravens, I know. She waved a hand at her. Really, Liliana, I can take care of myself. Of that, I have no doubt. She stopped at the door. Do tell Scout Harding she's temporarily reassigned to assure your safety. With that, Sister Nightingale headed out with a chuckle. The Antivan glared toward the laughter that echoed down the hall. The audacity of some people, she muttered. Is it really that audacious if she's right? Scout Harding unfolded herself out of the cupboard next to the fireplace. The ambassador laughed softly and helped her straighten up her clothing. But not too much. If the dwarf exited her office crisp and perfect, well, that would be just as suspicious as if she walked out stark naked. That's not the point, Scout Harding. The other woman frowned. I wasn't here on official business, Ambassador. Fine, fine, Josie amended, still fiddling with the collar. Whether Liliana's correct is irrelevant to her being incredibly impolite to point it out, Lace. I wasn't here on official business, Lace sighed as she stepped back. But I think I am now. Josie pursed her lips in annoyed realization as she caught her fingers to stop herself pulling away entirely. She didn't mean it like that. Even if she didn't, if I'm supposed to make sure you're safe, I can't be distracted by your... Lace glanced down at the gold sash around her waist. Your charms. She didn't let go of the human's hand as she walked around the desk and dragged a chair over with her foot so she could sit down. The Antivan caressed Lace's hand gently with her thumb. I couldn't possibly ask you to abandon your post. Exactly, my lady. And I have duties of my own to attend to. Lace squeezed her fingers. Many of them, I'm sure. So you have to sit here, making sure no assassins come through the windows. It's quite the tragedy, Lace giggled. Josie hummed to herself and pulled her inkpot out from her desk drawer, thanking the maker yet again she'd trained to write with both hands. We all have our burdens, my dear. The end.